everybody, and I again want to thank you for joining us on the call today. And I know that this is going to be a busy news day back home. Unfortunately, my schedule doesn't allow for me to get back to Iowa today, but I did want to spend a few minutes and just briefly address President Obama's visit. I am thrilled that the president is taking time to visit Iowa, and I hope that he takes this opportunity to see firsthand all of the wonderful things that Iowa is doing right. And again, some of the things that I had spent a lot of time discussing during the campaign cycle, but Iowa's unemployment is very low. It's at, I believe, 4.3% right now, and we have more Iowans working now than at any point before in our state's history. And I do hope that he also sees that the Iowa way that I have talked about can and should serve as a roadmap here in Washington, D.C. And that roadmap that we created in Iowa started with lower taxes for the hardworking families, reducing burdensome government regulations, and of course, balancing the budget. So those are some great things that we have done in Iowa. I do hope the president takes note of those things while he is there. We have wonderful, hardworking Iowans, and they are moving Iowa in the right direction. So what I'm discovering in the first week that I've had out here is that there really isn't a limit to what we can get accomplished when we are working together. We are working to find solutions to the many problems that we're facing instead of resorting to, you know, just the old politics as usual that so many Americans have just really come to expect from Washington, D.C. Past number of years, Washington has been very ineffective, and I'm really finding that we can find solutions. So anyway, we are here, I am here, Senator Grassley is here to work for Iowans, and we will be crafting and implementing real solutions. And one thing that I am very excited about and the way forward is a bipartisan Keystone XL pipeline. And many of you noted that earlier this week I did have the honor of presiding over the Senate floor for the first time while the Senate was in debate time on the motion to proceed to S1, which is the Keystone XL pipeline legislation. So again, it was a great honor. I was thrilled to do that. Did spend 2 hours in the president's chair. And I was able, during this time, I was able to listen to colleagues on both sides of the aisle. And of course, this bill has been co-authored by Republicans and Democrats, and I am proud to be a co-sponsor on that legislation as well. So I do believe that this bipartisan legislation is a great step forward, and it is an engine of opportunity to grow a better and stronger economy. And it really does show, it demonstrates that Republicans and Democrats can work together, certainly work together to find ways to make America stronger. And I believe this bill does that. And many of you have heard me say, of course, countless times before, and it's something that I will continue to say, is that I think Iowans know what's best for Iowa more than those that are here in Washington, D.C. And so I am announcing my 99-county tour, and that will be launched this Saturday, January 17th, in Red Oak, which is Montgomery County, my home, and it will give me an opportunity to visit one-on-one with the folks back home and many, many of my neighbors. So again, that will be the kickoff for my 2015 99-county tour, and I really look forward to that very much. It is going to be Saturday, January 17th, and it will be from 1:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon at the Montgomery County Courthouse. I think that Brooke is going to touch base later with you. She'll send out an announcement, so we'll make sure that that is covered for you. But I am looking forward to meeting and hearing from so many fellow Iowans, and this is, we're making this possible through this tour. I enjoyed getting out to all 99 counties during the campaign season, and I look forward to doing that this year as well as I reach out to fellow Iowans. One thing that I do want to highlight to all Iowans are the different ways that my office can be helpful to constituents, whether that's helping with federal agencies and various issues. Too, something that I think will be very important in the upcoming years is the Military Service Academy nominations and everything in between. I do want to say that, of course, I truly believe in a strong national defense, and we have many bright young men and women coming out of Iowa, and I want to make sure that they have the opportunity to attend a Military Service Academy if that's what they would like to do. So I am happy to facilitate in that manner. And with that, those are some of the highlights for today and this past week, and I just love to open it up for questions now.
First up, we have Jim Boyd from WHO Radio.
Okay, Jim.
You know what? I think I'll jump in here. I'm doing Jim's job this morning here on this particular. Congratulations, Senator Ernst, on the new job. My name is Tom Nollard.
Well, thanks, Tom.
You betcha. You were among a virtual tidal wave of Republicans swept into office by an electorate who was obviously unhappy with how D.C. is managing things. Do you see the new Republican-controlled Congress able to overturn some threatened presidential vetoes, things like Keystone and immigration reform?
Well, I do think we're working very hard on that. Now, of course, we do need 60 votes in the Senate to accomplish much more legislation. And the Keystone XL pipeline, we do have a lot of support coming out of the Democratic Conference as well. Do we have the 67 votes necessary to overcome the veto? That is something that we are currently working on. So we're having those discussions with members across the aisle. It is something that Iowans are typically very, very supportive of. So I will work very hard to make sure that we pass this bill. And of course, I'd love to make it veto-proof. So we will continue to work on that. We are working in a bipartisan manner as much as we possibly can.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Next question goes to Jesse Davin at Radio Dubuque.
Well, Senator, first of all, I just wanted to ask, you know, has there been anything in this first week, week plus that you've been in D.C. that maybe is going to catch you off guard, that you, in your ideas of what becoming a senator would be, that you weren't expecting?
I don't think that there's anything that has been unexpected for me. I have been very welcomed into the community, I think, because we do have a large number of freshmen. We did have a great wave of Republicans that came into office, and we've all got great ideas. And so we do know, and I knew coming into this session, that our ideas, it's going to take time to work through these ideas and get them implemented. So it's not really a surprise, but it's something that we do have to work very hard at. Not really any huge surprises yet.
Next question goes to Chuck Morris at KMA Land.
Hi, Jody. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Chuck. How's everything in Southwest Iowa?
Hey, it's doing well. Thank you for asking. And Senator, I was watching you on C-SPAN on Monday, and I could have sworn I saw you pinch yourself. Would you share with us what it felt like? What was going through your mind? The girl from Stanton presiding over the U.S. Senate.
Well, what an honor, and I have said this before too, but I am truly humbled to have this opportunity, and Chuck, we go way back, and if 3 years ago you had told me that I would be serving in the United States Senate, I would have said, Chuck, that's a very nice thought, but it does really highlight to so many people, I think, across Iowa that regardless of where we come from, regardless of our backgrounds, our genders, that there is great opportunity out there for everyone who is willing to work hard and those that want to make a difference. And so it's very encouraging for me. It is truly an honor to represent all of Iowa. I love my state, and people have mentioned that to me too, that they see that I really do care about Iowa, and I love to be an Iowa spokesperson. So I love it. Thank you so much, Chuck, and thanks to the great people. for sending me here.
Thank you, and see you Saturday.
Thank you, absolutely.
Next up, we have Kevin Hall from the Iowa Republican.
Senator, I was curious. You mentioned Keystone as one piece of legislation that Democrats and Republicans can work together. What are some other initiatives that you think there could be some common ground?
Well, there are a number of issues, especially when it will come to medical device tax. Tax reform is one that we do believe can be worked on between the different conferences. That may take, it's going to be a heavy lift, and it may take a little bit more time, but it is something that we've seen some interest coming out of the other conference as well. So we'll work hard on those issues. When it comes to, one of the areas that I've seen a lot of cooperation is on the Armed Services Committee too, and which I'm thrilled to see, because we do, at least those members that are serving on the Armed Services Committee, we do believe that we have to have a strong national defense. So maintaining a strong force is very important, and making sure that they are ready and able to mobilize at a moment's notice is important too.
Next up, we have Ann Hughes from KWQC.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Ann.
We are hearing some talks again about BRAC, possibly in 2017, and obviously the arsenal is vital to our community here in the Quad Cities. With your new appointment, I know we've talked in the past about you coming to visit, but has there been talk of closures yet in the near future that we might need to be concerned about?
No, we have not discussed that yet, not since I have been at the Armed Services Committee. And as far as being concerned, I would not want to elevate a level of concern yet. I do want to assure everyone that the arsenal is extremely important to me. I do believe in its mission and making sure that we do have a force that is ready and equipped at a moment's notice. It is something that I will certainly be fighting very hard for. I know that Representative Loebsack, Congressman Loebsack, is not on the Armed Services Committee any longer over in the House, but I will certainly pick up his voice also in making sure that I am communicating the arsenal's need to remain as it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Chris Murph from the Pocahontas Record Democrat.
Good morning, Senators.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. A little chilly here. I just got a question real quick. In my neighborhood last week, the Des Moines Water Works announced its intention to sue Buena Vista Sac in Calhoun County's over ninth rate runoff. My question is, after talking with a lot of people in the ag and resources field, they seem to believe we have plenty of techniques to reduce nitrate runoffs, which in the tributaries up here are 2 to 5 times the EPA level. They just don't have the money to be able to do it both at the state and federal level. What's your take on what can be done to reduce field runoff coming out of northwest Iowa, as well as how do you believe we can achieve those nitrogen, or how can we fund those programs?
Well, I think this is something that needs to be addressed at the lowest possible level, and that starts with the communities, and it does start with our farmers and conservation techniques. It is an issue maybe across the state, and of course we have some voluntary conservation programs that have been implemented in Iowa, and I love to see the results. I do think that a number of areas have been reduced nitrate levels across the state of Iowa. So A lot of that funding comes through the state. We do have other funding sources through the federal government too. But again, I think those communities and the state needs to figure out what is appropriate for that type of community, and make those decisions at the lowest possible level. One thing, as a matter of fact, I was just discussing with someone this morning about a community in southwest Iowa. It's a very small rural community, and what they are doing is a type of filtration process for a wetland area. And that was just implemented not all that long ago, so I'm anxious to see what their water levels are looking like with the number of, and types of contaminants. So it's very interesting. It is an issue that I believe needs to be done on a voluntary basis, and we do see a lot of great programs that are being implemented.
Next up is Kay Henderson from Radio Iowa.
Hi, this is Star Danielson in for Kate this morning.
Hi, Star.
How are you?
Good morning. I am good.
A question on the XL pipeline. Gas prices, as you probably know, here have just tumbled way down, and all over the country it seems like they're doing that. Does that change the look at the pipeline at all, or does that change people's thinking on the need to push this forward and get it through, do you think?
I do believe that maybe some people would have looked at that if they haven't looked at the entire issue, that yes, we do have lower prices at the pump right now, which I am thankful for. However, as we look at the Keystone XL pipeline, this does provide infrastructure for the future. We can't be short-sighted, because how long are these gas prices going to remain low? That is a question we don't know, but we need to look long-term at opportunities that exist, and part of that infrastructure is the Keystone XL pipeline. So I think we continue to focus on that and providing for resources coming from North America in the future, and as well as finding other means of energy also. Of course, I'm an all-of-the-above energy person.
We have time for one more question from Jennifer Hemmingson at the Gazette. Or Robert Crozier at Journal Eureka. Or Ed Funston at KILR Radio. KWWL. John Fear at Hammond News Herald. John Flieger at KDCR Radio.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you, John?
Very well. The President is in Iowa today to promote his broadband plan. Governor Branstad has a broadband plan. Which do you think is the best approach toward providing service and competition in Iowa?
Well, I think between the two, given support for one or the other, of course, I do support the governor's initiative and the way that he is approaching this. Again, I do believe in solving issues at the lowest possible level, and the governor is working on that right now amongst the communities, and especially in rural Iowa, finding solutions that work for our rural constituents. I don't believe that coming up with a federal one-size-fits-all approach is necessary. I do believe that this is an issue that should be managed by the state.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, thank you all so much for joining us.
Hey, Brooke.
Yes?
Brooke, it's Ed Tibbetts from the Pod City Times. I'm on for the lead name for Santa Gazette, and I noticed Jim Lynch's name in. Do you mind if I get a question in?
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate that. Senator, thanks for doing the call. I do appreciate that. The House is voting today on amendments to stop the President's executive actions on immigration and tying it to Department of Homeland Security funding. I guess I'm wondering, when it comes to the Senate, will you support that approach, or do you think the DHS funding should be passed without those conditions attached?
Well, we, honestly, we haven't talked within the conference, and I do believe that we need to, with immigration, we need to secure our borders. So that is something that I am focusing on. I need to see what conditions are being set before I make any sort of agreement or speak out against or for a plan. I know that we have to have homeland security. That's very important. I don't agree with the president and his executive actions. So we'll see what they come up with when amendments are passed or not approved coming through the House, and we'll see what would be, you know, what information we have on the Senate side then and how I proceed with that. So a lot more research to do on that particular issue. I do want to make sure that we are keeping the nation safe, though, in the meantime.
Thanks for taking the question.
Yes, thanks, Ed.
Okay, guys, and if you have any other questions, keep in mind you can email me at trust